Love this time of year, particularly sitting in a studio with tinsel around my microphone. I'll tell you somebody else who loves this time of year. I get that vague impression. Trudy from Brookwood. Morning, Trudy.
Good morning, John, and happy 10th birthday, Radio Rokin.
Yes, I know. It's been really interesting actually hearing the stories of the people that have been involved over the last decade, and I've been involved myself about 7 years, so it's it doesn't feel like 10 years, I think, since Radio Rokin started. So, yeah, we're celebrating Christmas and our 10th birthday. Amazing.
Yeah, two things in one go. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the anniversary was sometime around the end of November, but we're celebrating anyway. Any chance for celebration, you know, it's amazing. So how are you doing? I get the impression you like Christmas from talking to you.
Oh, we do love this time of the year. I appreciate it's not for everyone, so I do try not to push my agenda on everyone else, but actually sometimes I can't help it. So yeah, I am a Christmas spirit. This is my time of the year.
So I guess all your decorations and everything are all up and the Christmas jumpers are out and it's all festive around your house then?
Oh yeah, and you know, the village is starting to come alive. I came through the Brookwood village last night quite late and just seeing all the lovely lights up and everything. We really are such a community, yeah. And it really comes alive this time of the year. I just think it's just amazing.
Yeah, and I know, speaking to you over the years of, you know, hearing what you're doing, we're hearing so many stories of the community coming together, particularly at this time of year, and supporting your food bank campaign, which is that you're getting close to sort of the what you've put as the end date. I know it continues sort of past that, but is it the end of this week, the sort of campaign kind of winds up? Is that kind of what's happening?
Yeah, I mean, we tend to have a cut-off date for us, really, and that is just purely so we can get the bulk of the stuff in, so the bulk of the money to the food bank, the bulk of all the food parcels down there, so that they can actually be distributed. So although we set a deadline of the 8th of December, that's fairly fluid. we will continue to take parcels after. The fundraising page will remain open until the end of December. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, although we say the 8th, that's not set in stone.
Okay, but yeah, you have to have kind of a date so you can get things, because you want, you know, obviously the goodies and the things you've been collecting, you want them to be distributed in time for Christmas, because there'll be a lot of sort of Christmas selection boxes and things like that in there, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely, and that's why this week has been an incredibly busy week. I've been out and about picking up food parcels left, right and centre. So I've been down to Walk the Walk, and they're a charity in Shearwater, and they're a breast cancer charity. And you know, we're so lucky that the staff there are helping out with my charity as well. So that's just amazing that every year they come on board, and it's just that community spirit. So I've been down there, picked up a couple of parcels from down there, and interestingly, if you fancy going to Iceland for, you know, doing a little moonwalk around Iceland, okay. There's a couple of events on their page, so do check that out.
Okay.
That
this is the country, good. Not the shop. Just
yeah, the country. Yeah,
moonwalk around Iceland, the frozen food section.
Yeah, okay. Go there.
Country.
And I've also been down to Care Fertility, which used to be the old Woking Hospice place, and again, I think they've been on board with us now probably about 4 years, I think, and again, the staff, I went down there to see them, and it's quite funny really, because I said, you know, let's get some photos for social media, and they all ran for the hills.
People do that, you know. Usually when I go somewhere and I preach with a microphone, do you want to record some stuff for Radio Woking, usually people run away, so that's but there you go. Did you get your social media pictures in the end, though?
Yes, I did. I've got quite a lot of pictures, which I need to obviously upload and get all that sorted out. As I say, it's just been a busy week, literally running around all over the place this week. And then, as I say, because people are aware that the deadline's fast approaching, they're dropping parcels off left, right and centre at my drop-off points as well. So, you know, the guys there that are looking after those places for me have been absolutely amazing as well.
Yeah, your drop-off points locally then, the Brookwood Club and the post office and bakery during their opening hours. So what's great about this is, you know, you've got the post office and the bakery during the day and then the club in the evening, so you kind of covered the whole day, haven't you, for people, whatever.
Yeah, you know. I know, isn't that absolutely amazing? So people don't really have an opportunity to say to me, no, I haven't got the time to do it, because you've literally got from 8 a.m. in the morning till 11 o'clock at night. I mean, you can't get any better than that, can you? You literally cannot do any better.
No. And absolutely, and also, you know, it's about supporting these local businesses as well, because we know we had Small Business Saturday the other week, of course, and Brookwood, you're lucky you've got so many sort of independents, you know, the Brookwood post office and the bakery there, you know, just a couple of examples of independent shops in the village.
Yeah, and also, you know, while you're there, you can grab yourself a loaf of bread, a cup of coffee, donut, piece of cake if you like. I mean, I can never go in there and not buy cake. I mean, they're great salespersons behind the counter there. You know, it's like, oh, God, cake. That, oh, no.
That does sound very tempting, actually. You know, I think I'm right. You've got a bit of a sweet tooth. So I'll just look at your Just Giving page, actually, Trudy. You set up a target of £500. Currently, you're at 1,370. That is 274% of your target. You smashed it then.
I know, and we're very fortunate because we also take offline donations as well. So overall, we're actually over £2,400. So that's a phenomenal amount of money. We're slightly down on last year. So this time last year, we were at 2,900. So that's £433 down, which, you know, I'm not too worried about because that the end figure ran until the end of December. So there's still plenty of opportunity to perhaps even surpass that figure of last year yet, so
yes.
I'm trying not to panic too much.
No,
but even £2,400 is an awful lot of money.
It's a lot, and particularly, you know, the situation we find ourselves in, you know, it's really heartwarming to know that the community is still willing to, you know, support those in need and still doing what they can, because, you know, we know that times are hard, we know there's a cost of living crisis going on.
Definitely, and you know, some people that have, you know, are regular donors to this campaign, you know, they come back year after year after year, but even then, you know, I keep a spreadsheet of absolutely everything, so I can see from when that person first donated, say, 4 or 5 years ago, and how much they donated to what they're currently donating now. And it is considerably less, but also, you know, food prices have gone up drastically as well.
Yep.
So we're actually getting even less for our money. So, and that's the staggering shock of it all, really, is that you're actually, you know, people are giving us cash as opposed to buying the food, because actually it probably seems better for them to give us the cash rather than, whereas Four years ago, they might have given us 3-4 bags of shopping for that same amount of money, whereas now we're lucky if we probably get 1 or 2 bags for that same price.
Yeah, you know, times are hard, but, you know, the community comes together and, you know, does what it can to support each other and those in need, particularly at this time of year, that real spirit of Christmas. So your drop-off points at the post office in Brookwood, the bakery and the Brookwood Club. What sort of items are you after people to donate then, Trudy? Remind us.
So all non-perishables, so anything that has a long life thing attached to it. But what's really staggered me this year, and I think I mentioned this last week, is how much baby stuff we're after.
Yes.
I've never really, in all the time we've been doing this, and I think this is our 9th year, I've never really ever noticed baby products being put on the list. So that's... It fills me with sadness, really, because, you know, there's things like baby milk and baby food.
Essentials,
and these are essentials that people are needing. I mean, I just can't really get my head around the fact that people are needing baby food and baby milk. It's just never been heard of before. It's really quite staggering.
So
all baby stuff, and then there's the chocolate bars and sweets for kids, packets of biscuits, hair conditioner, surface cleaner, so anything basically that's non-perishable.
Yes, and you can drop it off at the, as we mentioned, the post office, the bakery, or, you know, the club, or just look for you around the village. Has the sleigh been out this year then? Have you had the sleigh out?
It hasn't at the moment, but we've dusted it off, because it probably will be going out round at the weekend, because I know we've got quite a few places to actually go and pick up. And even we went down to Brookwood Club this weekend, it was their Christmas tree light up. I mean, people again were so generous, because we actually got that night an extra £130.
Oh, wow.
And that's just people just giving us extra bits of cash, you know, fiver here, fiver there. And it soon mounts up, doesn't it? So that's just that's just amazing, really.
Definitely. It's amazing to hear, you know, how the community is supporting each other and, as you say, the true spirit of Christmas. I've got your Just Giving page. It's justgiving.com/crowdfunding/TF2023, I should say. You've actually got the QR codes, though, around on posters to make it a bit easier.
Yeah, just scan the QR code.
Yeah, do that.
So much easier. What did we do before we had them?
I know. What did we do before QR codes? We had to remember long website addresses. I mean, Trudy, always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll catch up next week to find out how things have gone as we sort of pass the 8th. But that's not the kind of the final date, as we mentioned. It sort of goes on. Good luck with the rest of the next few days and the rest of the campaign. And, yeah, brilliant work that you're doing and brilliant work that the community is doing in Brookwood.
Yeah, thank you, John, and keep partying.
We will, yeah. We might play some more Christmas songs in a bit as well. Thank you, Trudy. Have a good day.
Bye.
See you later. There we go. Trudy in Brookwood. The Just Giving page is justgiving.com/crowdfunding/TF 2023 if you want to find out more about that and support it. Or just look for the QR code in Brookwood or hunt Trudy down in Brookwood Village. 19 minutes past 8.